This example is not in the student guide, but it clearly shows how differently the individual mesocyclones move relative to the parent storm. A pop-up display will appear that allows you to explore in more detail what I'm about to describe here. There's also a link as a backup to this pop-up, just in case it doesn't show. We'll take a tour of the Cherokee storm from KVNX as it moved to the northeast at 35 knots. I used the feature following zoom to remove the parent storm motion from the loop. In this discussion, I refer to these circulations as mesocyclones, and they are low-level mesocyclones that sometimes appear as TVSs or even TSs as the circulations contract and tornadoes form. I also refer to these motions in a storm relative sense. The storm starts far to the southwest of the radar by about 35 miles and then passes within 10 miles west of the radar before retreating to the north of the radar by about 25 miles at the end of the loop. So at the beginning at 0004 UTC, we have mesocyclone 1 that formed, and it already looked like a TVS, although it's quite elevated because of range. It moved to the southeast relative to the storm by 0023 UTC, and a dual pole TDS developed by about 0037. At 0041, Meso 1 backtracked well to the west after moving to the southeast, as a dual pole TDS indicated a tornado. Then mesocyclone 2 developed, and it was well centered under the parent storm updraft and produced a dual pole TDS by 0051, as well as a strong TVS in the velocity. So by 0055, Meso 1 died, while Meso 2 was a strong TVS with that dual pole TDS, while it moved more quickly to the west than the previous meso. The tornado with mesocyclone number 2 was the one labeled circulation number 1. It was a kind of an elephant trunk tornado in the lesson on tornado scale signatures. Meso 3 now formed well east of number 2, and it was on the eastward extension of the rear flank downdraft. So by 0114 UTC, Meso 2 finally died, while Meso 3 also moved westward rather quickly relative to the other ones, and it produced a TS and a dual pole TDS, and that was labeled circulation number 2 in the lesson on tornado scale signatures. It was a fairly narrow tornado. The TDS was quite strong at this time, though. Then by 0123 UTC, Meso 3 moved quickly westward and is now on the back side of the reflectivity envelope. The tornado signature contracted into a TVS, or tornado vortex signature, and the dual pole TDS continued. Then Meso number 4 developed at this time. By 0133 UTC, Meso 3 died, while Meso 4 developed a TVS and the largest, most pronounced dual pole TDS of the series. This tornado was large, and you notice that mesocyclone 4 remained centered pretty much underneath the main updraft of the supercell. So note how, out of all of this, how deviant the tornadoes happen to be relative to the main updraft and the reflectivity core of the supercell. Some of these tornadoes were up to about 6 miles west of the main parent storm. This happened because the storm relative inflow overpowered the relatively weak RFD surges, sending the low-level mesos westward. However, Meso 4 remained under the parent storm for quite a while, likely because its RFD surge was stronger and well-balanced with the low-level inflow. The bigger tornadoes often accompany mesocyclones that can keep this balance.